You're listening to the Texas Standard.
For years, Dallas advocates have tried to get a major grocery store to move into the South Oak Cliff neighborhood, but they haven't had any luck. Now they want to build their own by replicating a nonprofit grocery store in Waco. From KERA North Texas, contributor Sujatha Dand reports why this potential solution to food scarcity isn't so easy to pull off.
Our number one seller in produce is our bananas and Roman tomatoes.
David Daniels is the produce manager at the Jubilee Market in North Waco, just 10 minutes from Baylor University. He inspects every piece of produce before he puts it out for customers. If he finds a bruised tomato or pepper, he chops it up to sell in small, individual containers.
We don't throw away any produce because as soon as I see it not right, I'll make fruit cups or vegetable cups and put it at a price. Mine $1.25, HEB is $4.50. We can't keep enough.
Daniels knows how important it is for Jubilee to succeed. This is the first grocery store in his neighborhood in more than 50 years. The average annual income here is around $25,000, and the closest supermarket used to be 2 miles away. Now it's close enough for moms to send their kids to shop.
I'm a part of something that when they come in, they ask for me. What name is that? You know, so that makes me proud.
Dallas activist Anja Sanders remembers meeting Daniels a few years ago. She says he was quiet and reserved. The changes she sees in him and his community are remarkable.
Jubilee is really kind of the model for community-based grocery stores.
Sanders leads the Dallas nonprofit Feed Oak Cliff, which works on behalf of a neighborhood which the USDA classifies as a food desert because the closest grocery store is more than a mile away.
That's a neighborhood that has significant health disparities in terms of cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes.
That's why Sanders took her team to Waco in December, a scouting mission to get a look at Jubilee Market up close and hopefully learn enough to replicate the nonprofit grocery store.
This is Jimmy, the chief instigator of this whole thing.
Sanders greets Pastor Jimmy Durrell with a fist bump in the parking lot. He and his wife Janet have lived in this neighborhood for more than 40 years. Together, they founded Mission Waco, a nonprofit with more than a dozen programs, everything from job training to a homeless shelter. Durrell says high on the neighborhood's wish list for decades was a place to buy healthy and affordable food. The building Jubilee now calls home used to host a very different business.
This had become a convenience store by then because everybody had left. So it was very predatory, day-old bread for a dollar more than regular bread, and lottery tickets, 40-ouncers. But we came over, tried to see if they would consider selling the building. They said, no way.
But Durrell wouldn't give up. About 5 years ago, Mission Waco finally had the opportunity to buy the convenience store. Durrell says the next challenge was meeting financial expectations. For the market to break even, it would have to sell $60,000 in goods a week. A neighborhood of about 400 shoppers could not sustain that. So Durrell created a public awareness campaign, encouraging the greater Waco community to support the market.
Okay, go ahead.
The third year, Jubilee was routinely selling $50,000 a week. The market also stocks what its customers want, selling cactus and peppers and specialty items like oxtail and pig's feet. While the store is mostly holding its own, Mission Waco has to make up 10 to 15% of costs each month.
So we have to be even more of a penny pincher. We have to watch money a lot more closely. And still, we have a model that I think is replicable, but it's always going to be tight.
The neighborhood has changed for the better, David Daniels says, and he thinks the store is behind that. There's a new Mexican ice cream shop on the corner and a chic new coffee bar next door.
That's the difference that that grocery store has made, because I hear people saying it all the time. It has made a difference the way I live, the way my kids live.
This is exactly what Anja Sanders wants for South Oak Cliff. A store full of fresh, healthy food and the hope that comes with it. She's not sure when it'll get off the ground, but she's committed to seeing it through. I'm Sujatha Dand.
This story is part of a series on food insecurity and economic mobility in southern and west Dallas. It's reported through a partnership of the nonprofit Dallas Free Press and the Dallas Morning News, with support from the Solutions Journalism Network.